WIRX.
Alrighty, good morning. 7:44, Brock Hunter.
What's up, mate?
Get right to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? That's right. They're adding team members, and that could be you. If you're looking for great starting pay, amazing benefits, and just a killer work environment with opportunity to grow, check out Specialite right here, Southwest Michigan.
More importantly, just get a job, you bum.
Yeah, you bums. It's a great spot to work. It really is. Check it out. Specialite. Mm-hmm. So today, June 1st, it is National Dare Day. Now, this could be the DARE program. I think we're going to go with
This is just straight up DARE without the truth. There's no truth in this.
All right. You're not getting the easy way out where you just have to tell some stupid truth.
You got to do
the DARE. So your topic for today on DARE Day, what is your best I dare you story? I double dog dare you. All right.
I triple dog dare you.
Oh, geez. You got to do it then. Mine involves me getting naked and running around. So, of course.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Mine's kind of close to that.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah, we were actually together when ours happened. It was weird.
flopping around.
You take your pants off first, I dare you. No, so, of course, this is when I was a young man trying to impress the ladies, all right, just doing literally everything I could. Oh, to have sex, it didn't matter. Like, when you're a young man trying to get laid, everything, all logic goes out the window, all right? You don't make logical, rational, good life choices. You just don't do it. No.
You don't really sit down and think about the situation ahead
of
you.
No, you don't. The only thing you think about is, like, I got to get laid or I'm going to die. Of course, if I don't get laid, I'm literally going to die. This is terrible. So me and a group of my buddies, Dwight, Zach, I'm trying to think. I think Steinhauer was there, but I can't. Anyway, so my buddies, we're down at this girl's house. I think my buddy met one of these girls. It was on an old website, like an old hookup website. That was like, terrible. This is back, dial-up internet. Awful, right?
Did you say one of your buddies' name was Steinhauer?
Yeah, this is his last name, Steiny.
We call him King of the Hill?
We call him Steiny, and he would fit perfectly on King of the Hill. It's fantastic. He always has a Pabst and Chew. Always. Fantastic. But of course, we're at this chick's house, and we're doing everything we can to impress these girls. Everything we can. I mean, I was sore from flexing so much just sitting there. Like, what's up, ladies?
No, it's from sucking in all night.
What's up, ladies? Well, of course, the girls, after playing some drinks, they're like, you guys should go streaking. We dare you to go streaking. We're like, all right, forget about it. So there it is. Middle of the night. I'm talking like midnight. We're still just doing everything we can. Naked, running down the streets, okay? Look, I don't know if you know this or not.
This in your head, this is your gateway to getting naked and having sex.
I'm going to show up, but I'm already naked, so yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's going to happen, man.
Guys and gals. Now, guys probably know this. Ladies, I don't know if you know this or not, but for fellas, when we work out, blood rushes to other places other than where we want it to rush, okay? So while our muscles are firing away, all the blood is leaving the area that I want to be impressive to feed oxygen and everything to my
muscles.
That's
what you're blaming it on.
I don't got a lot to work with anyways. And then I'm going to go make a lap. I'm going to go get my heart rate up, of course. And then I'm back and I'm like, come on. I'm slapping
it. You need all the blood in that thing you can get.
Good Lord. So, yeah, that was the best I dare you story.
So are you saying when you came back running, you weren't flopping around? They were just pointing and laughing at that little button?
Needless to say, no, it gets even better. They took our clothes and locked the door on us and turned all the lights up. So we're there.
Damn.
We're there naked outside of the house banging on the window like, hey, open up. Come on now. This isn't funny. And to answer the question everyone's asking, no, we did not get laid that night. We did not get laid that night. So.
That's hilarious. Dude, you guys got... You guys got worked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then what? Do you just go home? You just go home naked.
We have to
explain to mom why you're naked.
If I had a nickel for every time I had to explain to my mom while I was naked. We ended up eventually getting the clothes back to us, and then they let us back in. But that was it. We were all upset, and I mean, the girls weren't giving it up at that point. So that's the last time we meet.
In the window. All right, now turn around, do a little twirl, do a little dance if you want your clothes back.
Dude, it was terrible. It was awful.
So, oh man,
that's the best idea.
Yeah, you got to. Mine's not even close to being as good as that.
What was yours?
Here's mine real quick. But back in the day, Jackass was a thing. You ever watch the show Jackass?
Yeah, dude.
You know, everybody was doing the stunts. Jackass did. That's why they had to put the disclaimer in the front. Yeah. You know, don't do this. Well, we were. Of course we were. Remember Party Boy? I feel like partying right now. And he had the tearaway pants. Well, we had the tearaway pants for basketball. And we also ran track. You remember those track shorts that, like, came just below?
Yeah.
Just below your waistline,
they were tight.
Basically.
Left very little to the imagination. You could tell what religion you were at those, for sure.
Somebody one day dared me to do the Party Boy at Meyer in Benton Harbor. And, yeah, I did it, dude. I rolled those track shorts up. I feel like partying.
Hey, you're
partying right now.
Is there video of this? Because I kind of want to see video.
Dude, there
of this.
Is.
Oh, there is really there really? Is.
Yeah. You know what though? It my buddy. So, so this happened, and yes, there was video of this, and it was on my buddy's like mom's handy cam or whatever. And like a month later, we were hanging out at his house, and his mom, one random day, was like, "So, Hunter, do you feel like partying?
Oh, no.
Do you feel like partying right now?" And I'm like, dude, no. No.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
She's like, I saw the tape. You guys should not be doing that.
Whatever his mom liked it. Did you tell his buddy? Like, oh, your mom liked that video. She probably still has it, bro. Probably still has it.
Dude, that'd be great if she did, though. That would be an embarrassing tape for sure.
Hunter, I do have a question. Do you feel like partying? Do you feel like partying?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Hunter's going to do the Party Boy, and I'm going to get locked out naked out of a house. We're going to be back with more. What's your dare story? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. Comment on Facebook. We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot. You can take it off. Back it off.
Yeah.
Good morning. 7:58. Brock, Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show.
Hey,
it's I Dare You Day today.
Day. Double dog dare you. Touch your boobs.
That's assault, brother. I double dog dare you. Anyway, it is a good day for dares if you want to do that. And you know what? I always appreciate the friend that always takes the dares and follows through. There's nothing worse than when someone says, like, playing truth or dare, and someone goes, dare, and then they don't do it. You give them a good dare, and they're like, nah, I can't do
it. Davey will do it.
Yeah.
Just tell Davey, he'll
just
do
tell
it.
Davey. He's like, wait, what's the dare? Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always he's not getting laid a bunch, and he thinks he's going to get laid if he does it.
Yeah.
So he's always doing the things nobody wants to do.
You got that one crazy friend that I don't know what it is about their upbringing, but they have no regard
for shame.
No shame.
There's nothing there.
That's the big thing with truth or dare is that too many people have shame, all right? But you always got that one friend, at least a Davey. That's a great name for that one friend that always does it. All right.
A lot of it has to be doing with being naked, too, for some reason.
Yep.
You know, I just thought of another one here real quick. My cousin, we were in Florida at an Applebee's. And this wasn't from me directly. We were with a bunch of people. And my cousin's like that. No shame. Dude, I am telling you, from Central Florida, just you say something. All right. Yeah. Let's go. Like full blown, dude. I love it. I love every part of it. We're at an Applebee's. Didn't even get into the Applebee's yet. I mean, we couldn't go to Applebee's after this. Like, because Applebee's had, this is in Florida, by the way, not the Benton Harbor Applebee's. Yeah, yeah. But they had an island, like most Applebee's, an island bar.
Mm-hmm,
like completely naked, one lapper on the bar. He's like, okay, let's go. Dude drops trout right in the truck. He didn't do it right in front of the building. He started from the truck, walked across the parking lot. And you think like somebody would just like haul ass, run.
Yeah.
You know, and take a sprint around the bar. No, dude.
No.
No, he strutted in there like waving like he was in a parade. He was doing the parade wave. Couldn't believe it. Walks. Nobody did anything.
Nobody
Everybody
wants to
was
deal
so
with the
shocked.
Naked guy. Yeah, no one wants to deal with the naked guy. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Honestly. He could have done 20 laps if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was going to say anything. Nobody did. He was just laughing, snickering, and then he walked out. That was it. Like, dude, you could have ended up on a list, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a serious crime. Don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
Most people don't want to deal with a naked guy. So if you are going to do a dare, sometimes the best one to do is a naked dare. It really is. It really is.
It's another way to get out of fights, too. If there's a dude way bigger than you, he's about to beat you up.
Get naked.
Just get naked.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll win that fight. You'll win that fight 9 out of 10 times, except for that 10th time when the guy's like, I don't care. I will whoop your ass, even if you're naked. All right, I will. All right. Well, look, we got to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around. It's WIRX.